You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 12, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Cameroon aims to increase cacao and coffee production while protecting its forests through sustainable intensification. This strategy focuses on growing more crops on existing land rather than clearing new forest areas. Environmental groups like Greenpeace and the Environmental Investigation Agency, EIA, express concerns that investments from the Central African Forest Initiative, KFI, may encourage deforestation. Forestry expert Ghislaine Fomo acknowledges the challenges of achieving deforestation-free cacao and coffee production, but suggests that CAFI funding could support less harmful agricultural sectors. Sustainable cocoa farming in Cameroon seeks to boost production while protecting forests and supporting farmers' livelihoods. Organizations like the African Wildlife Foundation, AWF, and Tropical Forest and Rural Development collaborate with local communities to reduce environmental pressure, particularly around the Dija Faunal Reserve. They provide farmers with quality cocoa seedlings, fertilizers, pesticides, and training in improved farming practices. These groups also assist with post-harvest processes, such as building dryers and storage units, and offer market information to help farmers secure fair prices. The promotion of forest-friendly chocolate and green cocoa ensures traceability and protection of cocoa origins. However, the European Union's new deforestation-free regulations pose challenges for Cameroonian cocoa farmers, particularly those using traditional agroforestry practices. Many farmers fear that the ban on expanding into forests threatens their livelihoods, especially amid high youth unemployment, driving young people to cocoa farming. Agroforestry is viewed as a viable solution for Cameroon, given its substantial forest cover. Identifying specific agroforestry systems that meet sustainability requirements is crucial for balancing forest protection and farmers' incomes. International partnerships are essential for promoting sustainable cocoa production and forest protection in Cameroon and the Congo Basin. The UN ReadyD program offers technical advice, training, and policy guidance for ReadyD Plus financing aimed at reducing emissions from deforestation. The Cocoa and Forests Initiative, signed by Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana, commits to producing more cocoa on less land through agroforestry, ensuring steady farmer incomes and forest protection. Workshops involving various stakeholders from the cocoa industry, including farmers, chocolate makers, and government officials, address challenges and seek sustainable solutions. CAFI provides funding and guidance to Central African countries, including Cameroon, to implement policies that reduce deforestation. It supports sustainable agricultural intensification and promotes zero deforestation cocoa production. Despite criticisms from environmental groups regarding CAFI's investments, some believe funding could be redirected to less harmful agricultural sectors. Forest-friendly chocolate refers to cocoa products produced with minimal environmental harm, meeting certification standards that ensure traceability and forest protection. Private organizations like IDH are developing a national plan for deforestation-free cocoa in Cameroon. The international standard ISO 34101 for sustainable cocoa was created in 2019 but has not yet been adopted nationally. Deforestation in Cameroon is linked to agricultural expansion, particularly cocoa and coffee production. The rate of deforestation is rising, with over half occurring in primary and mature secondary forests due to food and cocoa crop expansion. Environmental organizations criticize CAFI's investment strategies, highlighting the urgent need for effective approaches to balance agricultural growth with forest conservation. Smallholder farmers are receiving support to transition to sustainable practices through community programs, financial aid, and initiatives aimed at developing deforestation-free cocoa production. The African Wildlife Foundation runs programs to enhance farmers' livelihoods through sustainable cocoa farming. CAFI supports sustainable agricultural intensification and agroecological transitions that benefit farmers. Private organizations like IDH are testing deforestation-free cocoa plans in pilot areas with local authorities. Indigenous Baka communities demonstrate that sustainable farming can protect both livelihoods and wildlife. Cocoa farmer Rene Etua Metoo emphasizes the symbiotic relationship between the forest and their farming practices. The price of cocoa rose significantly from about $3 to nearly $8 per kilogram between 2023 and 2024, increasing pressure on rainforests for more farming. Copyright African Elements.